millions of people, bring a lot of them to Christ. People ask him, what's the secret? Why you can preaching and bring a lot of people to Christ? What's the reason? What's the secret? One time he talked to people, hey, what do you see in the park? And people say, I see people walking around with the dog, walking around with the spouse and some leisure time. The people describe what they saw in the park. And then Dale Moody said, do you know what I see? What I see? He said, I see a lot of people. They could go to hell. There's no hope. They go to hell without gospel. This is what I saw. This is what I saw. This inspired me and give me momentum and also motivation how to share the gospel to the people. Because they are lost. They go to hell. That's what I see. How about you? The Bible said when Jesus saw the people, his compassion. When he saw. So when we go out, what do you see? What do you see? The vision. We lost the vision. We won't share the gospel. We see a lot of people on the street, a lot of people in the mall, a lot of people in the neighborhood. But what do you see? What do you see? D.L. Moody said, D.L. Moody saw there's a lot of people. They are lost. They will go to hell without salvation. And Jesus, he saw a lot of people. They're helpless. Without gospel, without hope. That's what D.L. Moody and Jesus, what they saw, and motivate them to share the gospel. The first one, equip yourself how to see the people. We see a people, they drive beautiful cars, live in beautiful house, beautiful family. But really, what they need? What you see? What you see in the people's life? What you see? When you see the people, they will go to hell without salvation. It really motivate yourself how to approach them. Second, go back to the scripture. Matthew chapter 9. The first thing is what he saw, the vision. Second is feeling. The scripture highlight in compassion. When people saw the people, he was moved with compassion. This is about feeling. We need vision. We also need release the feeling. Sometimes we see people, we think they are so good. But Jesus, when he saw the people, he had compassion. He feel they're lost. They feel their real deep need in their hearts, in their life. His compassion on them. Their helpless. When you see the people, we need to also feel what they need. How do you feel the people? We see a lot of people on the street. We feel a lot of people, they're stranger. We have no connection without any feeling. So we won't share the gospel. We won't approach them. We won't help them because we have no feeling. But Jesus saw them also with compassion. The second thing we need to equip ourselves is with feeling. When you talk to the people, when you see the people, with feeling. The third one is the Bible said, when he said to the disciples, talk about what Jesus said. We need the hearing. What Jesus said. When you read the scripture, there are a lot of themes in the Bible. Talk about God is love. God is holy. A lot of themes. It's very, very, very important. But when you read the Bible, cover to cover, when you see what is in God's heart, God wants everyone from all nations to know him. From cover to cover. It is something in God's heart. You read the Bible, try to put on your glass with a mission, with a gospel, to see how God sees the world. What is in God's heart? He wants people, not only Canadian, but also Chinese, African, and many people, come to Christ. Cover to cover. God wants all nations come to Christ. So when you read the Bible, listen to God's word clearly. He keeps saying, it is something in God's heart. I want every people from all nations come to Christ. So Jesus said, go to make disciples of all nations. Listening. So we need vision, we need feeling, we need hearing, and also go to another verse, prayer. Verse 38, the Bible said, therefore, pray. Sometimes we lack of prayer. Because we don't have vision, we don't have feeling, we don't listen to the word of God clearly, and we lack of prayer. Bible said, Jesus said, pray, ask. Next year, I hope we can start to share the gospel with prayer. In Cantonese side, I hope in English side also do the same thing. Every Tuesday night, we'll pray for all your family members, your friends, with names. They are not Christian yet. We pray for them every week. Hope that we start with prayer. We hope that God's love, the gospel, come to their life, come to their family. So if there are any names, just contribute, just send to me or send to the leaders, send to deacons. So every Tuesday night, we'll pray in their name, by their name. They are lost. They need Jesus. We'll pray for your family, pray for your friends, pray for your neighborhood with the names. We need someone in your heart, in your name, in your mind. We pray for each of them. Just as Jesus said, pray, ask. And the last one, the fifth, is the perspective. What kind of perspective when we learn from this scripture? The Bible said, the God is the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the harvest field. We talk about gospel, talk about mission. Sometimes we lost the courage. We think, is it too difficult? Is it too hard? People won't listen to the gospel. They won't go to church. They don't like Jesus. But this passage reminds us, who is the Lord of the harvest? Not me. It is Him. We need this kind of perspective. The Lord is the harvest. God is the God of the harvest. He is the Lord of the harvest. We need this kind of perspective. When we share the gospel, it's not our business. It is His business. He's the Lord of the harvest. It is what Jesus tells us, teach us how to pray with that kind of perspective. Hope that this scripture reminds these five important things. Hope that inspire us and motivate us how to share the gospel. Start with the vision, and then with feeling, and then start with hearing the word of God, and also start with prayer, and then start with the perspective. It is the God is the Lord of the harvest, not mine. So when we pray, when you see, when you share the gospel, we take our perspective. He's the Lord of the harvest. So we do His work, we do His ministry. It is His business. He cares about the people's life more than us. So we can do the share the gospel, do the mission with courage, with passion, with feeling. Hope this scripture reminds us for the coming years. We talk about share the gospel, talk about to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Hope that scripture encourage you. These 5 points: vision, feeling, healing, prayer, and perspective. We need the word of God to encourage us. We have so many excuses, reason, whatever. We don't share the gospel locally and globally. You think the job is too tough? We cannot do it. Let the missionary do it. Let the pastor do it. We give up, okay? No. Jesus talked to everyone, including disciples, including you, with this 5 qualities. We can share the workload. We can share the gospel together. I hope this scripture inspires us. The second part, I would like to share some experience from my short-term mission trip in Ukraine. Please open my PowerPoint. In June, I have a chance to go to Ukraine to join a short-term mission trip to share the gospel among the Roma people for 2 weeks using my annual leave. For Roman people, maybe you don't know what's Roma people. Actually, usually people call that kind of people gypsy. Actually, from historical perspective, the people come from India, but they think that they come from Europe. Sorry, Egypt. So they call them gypsy. But nowadays, they call them Roma people. For a long time, they just give them nickname gypsy. They're not gypsy. They are people. The Roma people, the Roma means people. They're real people. For many countries, the gypsy, the Roma people, no one like them. They think they're liar, you know, they don't work, they don't study, and no one wants to keep the people. So they spell out and live among all the countries in Europe. But no one like them. Just like the people in Chinatown, the First Nation people. They look down on them, they discriminate them. No one like them. No one want to keep the people. So they spread out and live among many countries. I go to Ukraine because in Ukraine there are 13 settlements. A lot of people, Roma people, living in Ukraine. No one loves them. So we go to there and share the gospel among the Roma people, with the local people. This is the map in Ukraine. In the eastern part, there's still a civil war, so we cannot go to the eastern part. But the western part, there's a lot of opportunity. We can share the gospel and live among the Roma people. You can see the map and the population distribution. A lot of opportunity, but not many people will love to go to Europe to share the gospel among the Roma people. We go to Europe, but for sightseeing, for traveling, enjoy the life and a lot of beautiful historical sites in Europe. But top of share the gospel. Roma people, he did the poorest people in Europe. It is something in your heart. You want to try or want to know more about the people. From my trip, most of them they come from Calgary. I'm the only one from Vancouver. The whole team, Pastor Isaac, he's from Siam. The rest all came from Calgary. I love to serve this kind of people. Most of them are not pastor. They're just like you. They have the job or they have a family. But they want to share the gospel using their gift, using their time to make some impact, to make a difference among the Roma people. This guy, he celebrated 60 years old birthday during the trip. 60 years old. It is a milestone for many people. 60 years old. They can have big banquet celebration in Hong Kong or in Calgary. But he chose to join the short term internship. So we celebrate his birthday during the trip, 60 years old. A lot of people, we think it's a big milestone, big party, big celebration among your family. But this brother, he chose to serve among the poorest people during his birthday. And another family, this couple, they celebrate their 30th anniversary. 30th anniversary, it's an important milestone for marriage, for family. But he chose to celebrate during the short-term internship. So we have a big cake to celebrate with their marriage, 30th anniversary. I love this couple. They serve together for many times in Europe, in Ukraine, among the Ukraine, the people in Ukraine, and also Roma people. 30 years in marriage, not just buy a big house, have a good children, a family, but they worship and they serve the people globally together. There's something keep the family, keep the couple together. Same mind, same vision, same passion for the people. Why we serve among the Roma people? There are three reasons. One is that we start to as a partnership with the NGO, the House of Mercy. This is a ministry from CIM. So for CIM, we have we serve among the people in Ghana for more than 12 years. We want to start a new ministry. It's still called cultural ministry, but starting from Europe and Ukraine. And for the NGO House of Mercy, it comes from Europe. They did a lot of ministry among the Roma people and also Ukraine peoples for many times. However, it is an NGO. They do a lot of work, give the meal for poor people, the housing, and a lot of work among the poorest people. But the NGO, they cannot share the gospel. They did a beautiful work, but cannot share the gospel. So for the church, for the brother and sister, as a Christian, we partner with them. They did a lot of work for physical need. We share the gospel and feed their spiritual need. We share the gospel. And for the NGO, for the House of Mercy, they have a beautiful house to help the kids. They have homeless people. They have all the funding from Europe. But you see, they have a lot of hardware. All the physical need they can feel, they can help, but not the spiritual need. So we can help to share the gospel and love the people in the name of Jesus. And also we have a chance to interact with the Christian in Ukraine. This is the brother's home. I love to listen to their testimony. as a Christian in Ukraine, it is very, very tough. In the picture on the, at the front, on the right-hand side, the brother shared his testimony. He said, when the gospel comes to this town, all the people against the gospel. They don't like people become a Christian. This brother, when he get married, his father-in-law told him, he said, I prefer my son-in-law a drug addiction and also a lot of, even a criminal, instead of a Christian. Is how we see the Christian. Christian is useless. Don't become a Christian. I prefer you can become a drug addiction instead of become a Christian. When the people pass away, they don't give them a space in a graveyard. So they go to the forest and start a graveyard for all the Christians. This is how they start the ministry in this village. Really tough. Really tough. In the winter time, when they baptize the people in the lake, in the winter time, to avoid all the people opposition. Very tough, but they build a strong faith in Christ and also in the local church. And also the NGO, last year they start a lot of work. Instead of give them the food, they start to build a farm and plant a lot of potato, tomato, and then distribute the food and make some sandwich and meal for the local people and hire the local people, the Roma people, to work in the farm. There's some picture you can see. And also they using material to help them to build a house. It's a field to grow the potato. They also have the coffee house they serve good coffee and some snack and cake and then share the gospel in the same time. We have a chance to serve among many young kids. For some of these kids, the father abused her and also the mother also addicted to alcohol. No one take care of the kids. So we come and share the gospel and love the kids. They love the people, even stranger, because no one loves them, even their parents. There's a lot of need among the community and among all the kids. This is what we eat in the morning. We live among all the children. What they eat, we eat the same thing. It's also another beautiful story, because the angel do a lot of good work among the people. So even the local people, they start to support the NGO. Before they want to start, we want to start a lot of summer camp for the Roma people. For many times, when they book the camp, arrange all the picture, everything. But at the end, when the camp organizer, I think, oh, you welcome the Roma people. They cancel all the booking. So they have no camping, no space, no site to help the Roma people. But God listened to their prayer. Someone, the local people, give up the land to NGO to build their own campsite. This is the land donated by the local people. They can build their own camp to serve the Roma people. So they don't need to worry about someone will cancel the campsite in the future. So they can keep using the campsite for many times to lead some work conference to help the local people, the Roma people, to know Christ and also be of the leader. This is one of the camp we lead among the Roma people. We share the gospel, be of the leadership, and also have some conference to help the leaders. There's soccer field. And second part, when we serve in this trip, is the one of the key points is be of the Roma youth leaders. They don't have pastor. Even the local church, the local Christian, they ignore the Roma people. They think the Roma people, they're hopeless. Don't waste the time, don't waste the resources to the Roma people. So we go to help and build up the local Roma youth worker. Hope that in the future, they can be produced, they can multiply themselves and serve among their own people. There are a lot of Orthodox church, a beautiful church, but they don't share the gospel. They have a beautiful building, but they don't talk about gospel. But we do. And I've tried to pitch in a local church. I really like the idea. I know before you pitching, they need to interview the pitcher. Make sure you have you're pitching the will of God. Make sure your faith is correct. And I talk to the brother and sister and the senior pastor. If I'm not qualified, so what will you do? You think I'm not qualified to pitch on that Sunday. You interview me on that Sunday. So what will you do? They said, don't worry. We have three pitchers in one service. If you cannot, if you are not disqualified, we have another two pitchers. You know, I think, wow, what a good idea. Three pitchers in one Sunday. But we have the three-hour-long service, but up to you. But I love the idea. You know, interview the pitcher, make sure they qualified to pitch in the church. And these two beautiful local workers, that's what CIM and the Canada Church support how they serve among the people, the Roma people. They're the people, they're not Roma people. They are the people in Ukraine. But they're hard for Roma people. But due to the church, the local church, they don't support the Roma people. They use their own time to serve the Roma people. The lady on the right-hand side, he finished the law school. He's a lawyer, actually. But due to the church, don't support the Roma people. From 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, he worked in an NGO. He worked as a lawyer. After 5 o'clock, he spent most of their time to serve among the Roma people. He wanted to serve as a pastor, as a full-time minister, but the family didn't allow her to do it. So we step up and said, the Canada Church, we support her so she can be a full-time minister to serve among the Roma people. On the left-hand side, the lady, she graduated from a Bible college. She wanted to become a full-time missionary to serve among the Roma people, but no church, no local church support her. So we said, the Canada Church, we support her so we can full-time pastor serve among the Roma people. I think this is a good strategy and partnership with the local church. For their salary, I think it's very reasonable, only around $300 per month for Canadian. $300, they can serve faithfully among the Roma people instead of sending a pastor or a missionary serve among the Roma people. We can equip and support the local people, serve among the local people, the Roma people. And this is the young leaders among the Roma people. We have a conference and training and help them to share the gospel, equip them how to read the Bible, how to preach, how to lead, and how to do the ministry. And then after our conference, this team, they go to the eastern part of the Ukraine to serve among all the people in the battlefield, in the war zone. Really touched my heart. They travel through around 36 hours on train, go to the eastern part. It's a danger zone. It's not safe. But what they learn, they want to pass it on. They know on the eastern part of Ukraine, there's so many people, they don't know Jesus. So the whole team take the train 36 hours, go to the eastern part to share the gospel among their own people. They want to see the people multiply and pass it on, the gospel, and what we learn to the people. They don't have church, they don't have gospel. For many Roma people, they feel the whole church, the whole world give them up. No one take care about them. No one want to see they can be the worker in the mission field. So when we go there, not just share the gospel, but equip them, help them, empower them, encourage them. They really get the motivation and get the inspiration that they know that they can be a worker. They can share the gospel just like us among their own people. You want to go to a mission field? There's something we can do together. Empower the local people, show them, tell them, you are important. God loves you. Even from Canada, from Vancouver, from Calgary, we go to your people, go to your area. We told them, God loves you. God loves you. God can use you. God can empower you and equip you to be his worker, to do the mission. That's one of the pictures we took during the training. Also team building time. That's what we saw in the village. We are doing some door-to-door visitation. And also have a small chapel. We share the gospel and also preaching training. Some people accept Jesus Christ. When they accept Jesus Christ, they come to the front under the cross, they kneel down and pray, accept Jesus Christ. It was one of the touching moments. They come to the cross and kneel down and declare, I'm a sinner. I want Jesus Christ to help me and save me. They're one of the local workers. And the rest is the kissed photo. In the middle, one of the youth workers, he just he's studying in college. Not many people, they can graduate from high school, just like the local First Nation people. Most of them, they don't go to school. Even they go to school, all the teacher, the classmate, they using their own way to kick them out. So most of the children, most of the youth, they don't go to school. One of the youth leader, they want to equip themselves to become a pastor. And also we have the chance to worship and also share the gospel among the woman people in the village. There's the kids. Now we're doing the share the gospel in the village in the outside area. Of course, we need translation. Different village, they different using different language, local language. These are where the people live. One of the family photo. And the angel helped them to build the house. We distribute the food to the people. They don't have food. So a lot of kids line up for the sandwich. Have the picture remind you they are real people. They're real people. God loves them and we can tell them God loves them and they can become a Christian, become a brother and sister. I hope a picture will remind you and also inspire you, not only locally but globally. God can use each of us to share the gospel. Just like the scripture I using this morning, with a vision, with a feeling, with healing, with prayer, and also with a perspective. God wants to send all of us to make a difference, make a big impact among the people, even the Roma people. No one like them. When you go to Europe, no one like the gypsy people. But God wants to tell us, God loves them. God wants to use the church, even the Chinese church, can show the world we can love the people. The poorest people in Europe, God loves them and hope that we can be a partnership in the future. Maybe in the future, one day, we can go to Europe and serve among the Roma people in Ukraine. Do you know that based on the history, MB Church, we start from Ukraine. From MB Church, how we start. Hope that one day we can go to Ukraine, serve among the Roma people, serve among the people in Ukraine. That we complete the cycle. The MB share the gospel and make a big impact to many people, even to the Chinese people in Canada. Hope that one day we can bring back the gospel to Ukraine, share the gospel among the people, and tell them, God loves you. God loves you, and God loves everyone. I hope that we can be useful in God's kingdom and be his servant together. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord. Although we don't have a speaker, but God, hope the scripture remind us, help us to see, to feel, and to pray for the need. We know that we need to share the gospel, but a lot of reason, a lot of excuse, we don't do it. God, help us. Open our spiritual eyes.